Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jasper and Liv with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Moolabah is seeing a group of serial vandals striking a number of amenities along the area's northern foreshore. While repairs have been made to various cases where bathrooms have been damaged and doors removed from hinges, the point being made was hammered home with repeat destruction in the same areas. The local council have communicated their disappointment to the public and shared the fiscal cost that this is having on the community. Quote, in some instances, repairs have been vandalized within days of being completed, and quote, the public amenities building vandalism is costing to repair, with the last five incidents between June and July costing approximately $46,500. It is currently unclear if the acts are part of some joint force or isolated acts.
Sunshine Coast locals are raising concerns that state government mapping for multi-billion dollar transport project The Wave could displace parts of a waste and recycling centre. The proposed site for the Mountain Creek Station reportedly encroaches into the Budroom Resource Recovery Centre grounds green waste area. The Sunshine Coast Council has said that it was working with the government on, quote, potential displacement impacts, but has not revealed further details on the fate of the waste centre. In response to the unrest, a council spokesperson said that waste management is still an important component of creating a sustainable Sunshine Coast, but they did not reveal a contingency plan or alternative arrangements for potential displacements. They said, quote, our focus is on providing sustainable, well-planned waste infrastructure and services that consider the needs of our expanding community.
In national news, federal and state governments are working to mitigate the largest outbreak of diphtheria since records began in 1991, following a report from the Australian Centre for Disease Control. Diphtheria is a highly contagious bacterial infection primarily spread through skin lesions in regional and remote areas and is treated with antibiotics and vaccination. Public health experts are warning that the near 540 cases in the Northern Territory, Western Australia, South Australia and Queensland may not be accurate. Megan Campbell, public health physician and medical advisor at the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organization, warned that a drop in infected numbers could be due to a lack of testing in rural locations. She urged people in affected areas to remain vigilant and proactive. A CDC spokesperson said that the public health response is focused on identifying and treating cases, tracing contacts and providing treatment, and to follow advice from the public health authorities and Aboriginal community-controlled health services. The federal government has promised to deliver a $13 million package in order to support affected jurisdictions.
Scrutiny is rising in Western Australia over ecological thinning in native forests, with locals and independent scientists concerned that it is native logging under another name. Ecological thinning involves removing smaller trees so that those remaining can flourish. A southwest landowner says that contractors are carelessly ripping up trees without scientific basis. Almost 146,000 hectares of state forests and timber reserves have been earmarked as suitable for thinning. Native logging was banned in 2021 and phased out in 2024. Since this, approximately 3,000 hectares have been ecologically thinned, equating to 0.2% of Western Australia's forests and timber reserves, in efforts to reduce the vulnerability of forests to drought and heat waves. Locals have expressed concerns over wildlife in areas of thinned forest. Researchers from the Australian National University have expressed that there is limited scientific evidence to support thinning. One such Professor Lyndon Mayer said, quote, I think there's a psyche that humans need to intervene in forests to somehow make them better. The practice is set to be reviewed over the next 2 years to reassess the program's effectiveness.
In international news, the US military has launched a strike on a vessel in the Pacific Ocean, the latest impact in the Trump administration campaign to target alleged drug trafficking. U.S. Southern Command says that the campaign has resulted in the destruction of 64 speedboats, 3 ships and a semi-submersible craft, and that of more than 20 search and rescue efforts, most were unsuccessful. Despite the Defense Department's framing of the attacks as, quote, narco-terrorism, they provide a little evidence of intelligence of the vessels transporting drugs. the United Nations as well as other humanitarian organizations have condemned the attacks as extrajudicial killings, as well as critics questioning the legality and effectiveness of the boat strikes.
For your weather today, Brisbane's currently sitting at 20 degrees and is expected to reach a maximum of 24. It's set to stay bright and beautiful until the sun sets at 5:31 this evening, at which time the waxing gibbous moon will light up the night sky with 90% illumination. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.